real leadership is about people not just following you because they have to, but because they want to and they believe. They follow you with passion and enthusiasm because you share the same goal and you inspire them. And what is core to that kind of leadership is the ability to use the full talents of the population to get the very best from everyone, regardless of gender or race or background or age.
Hi, I'm your host, Nicole Shaw, and that was Facebook CEO Sheryl Sandberg speaking about leadership. This is the third of eight The Source podcasts that focus on the eight guiding principles of the Quill and Scroll International Honor Society for High School Journalists. Our focus today is leadership. We're recording in the Adler Journalism Building at the University of Iowa. With me today is Caitlin Weisbrod, one of two managing editors for The Daily Iowan, the student newspaper here in Iowa City. Welcome, Caitlin. What do you think of Ms. Sandberg's words, particularly the idea that gender, race, background, and age are all important factors to consider as a leader?
Well, Nicole, thanks for having me. Diversity, and especially in newsroom, is really key to having a good product because, you know, you get so many different ideas coming through with different genders, different races, different backgrounds, and ages. You really can't have a well-rounded community in your newsroom without having those different perspectives. If everyone's coming from the same background, if everybody's the same age and gender, race, you know, you really don't get all those different opinions and all those different ways of doing things, and you actually get a lot more innovation when you have people with different ideas who have had different experiences who can share that and bring stuff to the table. You'd be surprised how much of that comes from just our different collective experiences when you're in a leadership position.
Yeah, I think that's really true in terms of just understanding how different backgrounds can bring such an important diversity to a newsroom, and just being able to explore those different perspectives is really important because I think it also speaks to the audience in which that newsroom is catering to, because the people reading that organization have all different types of backgrounds, and it's important that the people that are writing for them are serving the public and making sure that all their interests are also covered. And so that kind of relates to another principle that I want to talk about called learning, which is something that Quill and Scroll also has as a guiding light. And so I wanted to read a passage from the initiation ceremony of Quill and Scroll about this third principle, learning. The ceremony script reads, "It is necessary that those trained in journalistic work should be leaders themselves. They should possess the personality to attract followers, to state facts clearly and concisely, to portray truth, to act wisely in times of stress, and through it all, to lead without dictating, to guide, but not to drive." There are two things from that script I want to ask you about. The first is about acting wisely in times of stress. Give me an example of how you've been stressed in the newsroom and how you or another leader stepped up.
Well, Nicole, the first thing that really comes to my mind when we're talking about this is when the Daily Iowan covered the death of Molly Tibbetts, a fellow student at the University of Iowa, and her death came as such a shock to us, even though she had been missing for months. And I remember just that whole day was a whirlwind of confusion and, you know, grief and just trying to understand what had happened. And that's really when leaders need to step up and, you know, we need to just do our job simply and lead by example, because everyone in the newsroom is going through the same thing, you know, having the realization that a girl that we went to school with was likely murdered. And so we really, I don't know, just had to get it together and get out there and cover the story, because that's our responsibility to the community, and that's, you know, what we came out to do. And at the end of the day, you know, that's when all the emotions flood in, and that's when we realized, you know, it really sunk in what had happened. But during the day, you know, you got to put all that behind you and just get out there and report the news, and that's just challenging but a key part of being a leader.
Yeah, for sure. I would say that as well, because I remember when it was huge in the media and just in general, and the fact that we covered it was really important. And I think it was definitely difficult in the fact that you had to be able to remove your emotions and try to tell the truth as objectively as you knew how and to the fullest extent that you were able to tell it. But it was definitely really difficult because this was someone that some of us knew and someone that is connected to our community and is very integral to the University of Iowa. And so I think that was really important that you said that you had to set aside whatever kind of emotions that you had and just try and cover the actual events as they were unfolding as objectively as possible. And in terms of like setting that aside, what kind of things would you tell those reporters, or just by leading by example, like what kind of examples could you provide that kind of showcase how you did that?
Well, I'll tell you about the moment that it really hit me. I went to cover the press conference that afternoon in Montezuma, Iowa, which is about an hour drive away. And we drove there, and my fellow editor was driving, and I was writing. We got there, and they came out. At this point, we didn't know anything about how she had died. We didn't know anything at all. And they come out, and they told us, you know, we have her murder suspect. We know that she was buried in a cornfield. We know that she has been lying there for a month. And I turned around, and, you know, there's all these different cameras from news organizations all around the world that are pointing at this guy. And behind all of them is just all these people that she went to high school with, you know, all of her friends. And they were just in absolute tears. And I've never, ever, ever seen that kind of grief. And that's, you know, I mean, these are girls my age. These are, like, girls that look like me and girls from Iowa. And that's really when it hit me. And we were walking away from the press conference when it was over, and I completely lost it. Like, I could not contain my emotions. And we had to turn back and grab something. And I was like, get it together, Kate, you're still, you know, reporting. And that's really when I had to pull back and say, suck it in. You'll do this later. You need to do this later, and you'll do this now. And when that came up for other people too, I was like, let yourself feel it, but then get past it, you know, because like, you came here to do a job. You need to get this story out. We need people to know about this. We need people to know about Molly. And that's when you just have to say, put your emotions aside, save it for later. You need to feel it, but you can't feel it right now. And that it's hard to say to people who are going through that kind of grief. It was hard to tell myself when I was going through that kind of grief, but it's something that you need to do.
Yeah, I think it's definitely an important kind of skill that needs to be developed and also just acted out on a daily basis, especially in a newsroom where you're covering a bunch of sensitive issues sometimes. And so I think it's interesting that from your example, it's kind of seems that you're guiding them and basically like monkey see, monkey do kind of thing. And so I think that's really interesting. And that kind of leads me to the second part of the induction ceremony of Quill and Scroll. And I find that really intriguing because the concept is that leaders guide but don't drive. So what does that mean for you in the real world of journalism as a leader?
Well, in the world of student journalism, it means everything. We're all students at the Daily Iowan, and we're students teaching students. We have been, you know, since I started my first editor position when I was just a sophomore in college, which is very young to be teaching people things. But that's really key to journalism. You really learn by, you know, doing. And you can't just, as a leader, you can't try to do it for everybody. You can't be a control freak. You really just need to let them try to swim and learn it themselves. And that's really how you learn it best. That's how I learned when I was first starting. And there's so many times I messed up. There's so many times that people under me have messed up without my guidance. And I don't think that you learn the same way when you're being guided. I think you really learn everything, when you're being just driven to, you know, do this, that your editor is telling you what to do, you don't learn the same way as you do when you're trying to figure it out for yourself. Like one time I went to a city council election watch party, and I remember I got there and I didn't know who any of the candidates were. I didn't know their faces. I didn't know anything about them. And I had to interview them. And I was like in this room of like a million people. And I'm like, I don't even know which people are the candidates here. And by having that horrible experience, you know, going back to my editors and being like, I didn't know who was who, you know, I learned so much more from that. Like, go into an interview prepared, go into an event knowing who you're going to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Having that experience was a lot more educational for me, even though it did come at the expense of the paper that night. I learned a lot from that as a reporter, and I will never do that again. And the environment of the Daily Iowan is really the place to get that experience. You know, it's not super high stakes most of the time. So you can make those mistakes and really learn from them and become a better reporter for it. And I really want to like impart that on the people who work for us.
Yeah, I think it's a really rewarding experience when you can learn from past mistakes and see your development in the past pieces or stories that you've published and see how you've grown, especially with just going through day-to-day reporting and seeing maybe what can be improved for the next time and how you can kind of reach your audience in a more effective way. And so in your experience, what has been the most rewarding thing to see as a leader in the newsroom?
Honestly, it is seeing the people around you grow. Like I said, I have been in a leadership position for almost 3 years now. Wow. And some of the people around me have been there all 3 years, and they started as my reporters. You know, they were working directly under me, and I was guiding them every day. And now they're also in editorial positions, and it's just so exciting to see them grow over the past 3 years. You know, they've become very close friends of mine, and seeing that, it just knowing that you imparted some of that wisdom onto them, and you've been guiding them for 3 years. I can't even imagine what it's going to be like when I have to leave them. Like, it's just like so strange and so wonderful to see. I don't know. It's like your kids growing up. Like, it's just so wonderful to see the people that you've been working with for so long and that you've been guiding and leading become leaders of their own. And that's just a great thing to see.
Yeah. And it sounds like that growth is really humbling. And just something amazing to see in the fact that you can see someone from when they first join and see how they are when you leave and the kind of influence that you've had on them, but also the kind of skills that they developed on their own and just their kind of own drive develop and their work ethic. And so with that, like with how they've grown, what kind of skills do you think are important to have in a newsroom as not only a leader, but as a writer or reporter?
Everyone in the newsroom needs to have their own fire, I guess. They really need to have their own drive. They need to have a reason for doing it. It's not easy work. It's not something you do for the money. Like, it's just something that you do because you love the way it feels when you see your name in print, or you love the way it feels when a source contacts you and says thank you for writing that story that needed to be written. It's those kind of moments that are really, you know, what keeps you doing what we do and what keeps us wanting to go into this crazy industry. So, you know, I really love seeing when other people get to experience that, because I've had that experience so many times. So I just love seeing other people, you know, get really jazzed about their work and sharing it on social media and getting it out there and just being really proud of it. Especially those stories that take a little longer that aren't just a day-to-day story. For example, we did have a girl who just wrote a really big piece about her experience traveling to Israel and, you know, coming to understand her Jewish identity, and that was really a fun story to work with her on, because I think she realized a lot by writing it about herself. And when it was published, she just gave me the biggest hug and was just, thank you for letting me do this project, I really needed it. And I've just seen that in her face so much, just having that experience and actually what it meant to her to really put those words into a published paper.
Yeah, and I think just seeing, it's really rewarding, especially to see your sources or other people in the community respond, whether it be negatively or positively, to a piece that is published, because you know you're having an impact, and you know that what you're reporting on or what you're putting out there is really important. And I think that's a vital principle of journalism, is just providing like important information to the public. And it's just really rewarding as a reporter myself and a writer myself to see that happen. And I know for you, it must be even more so as a leader in the newsroom. But that's actually all the time we have for this episode of The Source, Quill and Scrolls podcast. I would like to thank you again, Caitlin Weisbrod of The Daily Iowan, for being our guest today and for providing so much valuable information to our audience. Until next time, this is Nicole Shaw signing off for Quill and Scroll.